Thanks for checking out Church on the Rock's message this week. We would love to help you take your next step in knowing God better. The best way to do that is visit cotr.org/next steps. Or if you're not near our physical campus, visit our online community at cotr.org/online. Enjoy the message and know that God is for you.
Well, open your Bible with me today. I want to talk to you today about the spirit of favor on our families. This is part two. If we can go back to verse 11 there. Did we have, I guess we didn't get verse 11. We're cool, 5:12. I'm talking about the spirit of favor on our families. But Pastor, why would you talk about it? Because our family, your family, is under attack like never before. And so I want to go and find out, what does the Word say? I want to see our families, not through our culture or our circumstance, but I want to see our families, and I want you to see your family through the lens of God's Word. Through the lens of God's Word. And so the family's under attack. I want to talk about the spirit of favor. Because you see, every family has a spirit on it. You do know that, right? Either generational curses or generational blessing. Every family has a heritage. Every one of us, we are a spirit being. So that means we carry a spirit. We're carriers of the atmosphere. So if we are spirit beings, and we are, and we carry a spirit wherever we go, either of encouragement or discouragement, faith or doubt, love or hate, hope or hopelessness, the same thing in a family. You can walk into somebody's house, and you can pick up the spirit on that house. I want to talk to you about the spirit of God's favor on our house. Now, here's what we're going to do. We're going to define it. We're going to define what God's favor is. And then we're going to review the 7 benefits of God's favor from last weekend. But then we're going to close with 5 ways to appropriate it and to get it to work in your life today. Does that sound okay? We're going to define God's favor so we know what it is. And then we're going to review the 7 benefits of God's favor on our life, which we can claim. And then I want to give you 5 takeaways on how do I appropriate the favor of God on my life. Sound okay with everybody? So let's look at the definition. If you're a note taker, I would write some of these things down because it's so important. They found out scientifically that when you write something down, you tend to be more committed to it, right? You buy a house, you have to sign a contract. You buy a car, you have to sign a contract. You get new insurance, you have to sign a contract. They've proven, in Chinese war camps during the war that when they would capture a U.S. prisoner, that they would make them write out what the Chinese wanted them to believe. And through writing it out, they would eventually believe it. Through writing it out, they made them write it out in these war camps. And as they wrote it out, then they were more committed to it, and they would tend to give in to it. So there's something about writing and taking notes, isn't there? Amen. So the definition of God's favor, I love it, is grace. So when you see the word grace in the Bible, it's synonymous with favor. It's kindness. It's safety. It's health. It's prosperity. These are all from the Bible dictionary I have in my library. I'm sure you can find the very same thing. But it's the grace of God, the kindness of God, the safety of God. You see, I think you're going to find out in this series, you found out last week, I'm going a totally different route than maybe some of you would think I would go in the favor of God. I'm dealing with the favor of God that protects your family in difficult times. I'm dealing with the favor of God that not only, if you're a note taker, protects your family, but it prepares you and your family for the future. Everything is changing. Nothing is going back like it used to be. So that's like Daniel said today. We look back for the faithfulness of God, but we don't look back and think that all of our opportunities are back there. Because our best days are ahead of us in Jesus' name. So the favor of God I'm talking about, that we're going to talk about, is how do you get it to protect? It's a canopy. It's a covering. It's a shield that protects your family. Number two, it prepares you for the future. Everything is changing, my brother and sister. Jobs are changing. Careers are changing. A currency is changing. Technology is changing. You know, just remember that to God be all the glory, but we were one of the first churches, God gets the glory, of having a VR church. Everything's going VR. Operations, education, doctors, teachers, lawyers, courtrooms, it's all going VR in the future. And here you are at this church, because of your stewardship, it cost us thousands of dollars to launch it here. And the company who makes it is using us as an example for future churches in the future to use it. Thanks be to God. You are making a difference and you are helping people. Come on, somebody. So in a world that's changing, currency's changing, technology's changing, jobs are changing, robots are coming, AR is coming, AI is coming, VR is coming. In the midst of all of that, you and I, inflation is coming. You and I need to prepare for the future. The favor of God will not only protect you, but it will prepare you. And then number three, it will position you. It will position you for promotion. That is what I'm talking about on these weekends. So the favor of God is the grace of God, the kindness of God. Oh, don't you feel the anointing today? The safety of God, the health, the prosperity, and benefits given. The favor of God is benefits given. The favor of God is God's gratitude, that he's showing his gratitude and his love. And he's given to us special honor. This is all in my Bible dictionary. But then my favorite dictionary that I have is, years ago, Jerry Savelle bought it for me. And Jerry Savelle, by the way, is one of our board members. He's one of the men on our advisory board that oversees Church on the Rock, along with other men, Tommy Barnett, other people like that. Thank God for them. Pray for them every day. But years ago, Brother Jerry gave me the 1828 edition. 1828 edition of Webster's Dictionary. It's a big old thick old book. You got to work out just to carry it. You got to do CrossFit just to carry it. But now it's on an app on your smartphone. You can get it on an app on your smartphone. And in the 1828, I thought, you know what? This morning, I'm going to look it up. And I hadn't looked it up in the 1828 Webster Dictionary. And here's the definition in 1828 of God's favor. I love this. Here's what it says. Favor. A gift, a benefit, and an advantage. Wow, the people of God should have an advantage on those who aren't the people of God. So the favor of God is a gift, it's a benefit, it's an advantage. Now you check it out. If you don't have one, get one. The 1828 Webster's Dictionary, you can get it on an app. But if I'm lying, I'm frying. And here's what it said. The divine favor of God is the greatest blessing. The divine favor of God is the greatest blessing. That's in Webster's Dictionary in 1828. So the greatest blessing of God is his divine favor on our life. An advantage, benefits, special honor. How cool is that, everybody? So let's just make the declaration. Say it with me. The spirit of favor is on my family. Now, I shared with you last week that blessing and favor go together. Blessing and favor go together. It's like a two-sided coin. You can't have one without the other. But the blessing comes first. And the blessing brings the favor. Y'all got that? But then thirdly, watch the flow. Favor brings you opportunities. So the blessing brings favor, and then favor, how this works is, tomorrow you and I should be looking daily for opportunities and get our eyes off the obstacles. We should be positive and not negative, because if I'm negative, I will always look at the obstacle. If I'm positive in faith in Christ and his word, I'll look for opportunities. Through the opportunity comes plural. Blessings. So the blessing, singular, brings the favor. And then the favor doesn't grow on trees. It comes through opportunities, open doors, relationships, timing, positioning, preparation, wisdom, revelation. So, and through the favor gives us opportunities. And through that opportunity, when you and I step through it, comes the blessings, plural, on our life. If you got it, say, I got it. Okay, so that's how this works. That's how this works, the favor of God. Now, last weekend, I gave you three or four situations in my life, the favor of God, only the favor of God. And I know you're like me. You can think back of all the different times the favor of God's been on your life and is on your life, and doors were open. You got a good parking spot. That's the favor of God. You went through a drive-thru, somebody paid for your meal. That's the favor of God. You were brought to the front of the line. That's the favor of God. Well, you know, I'm a car guy. I'm a car guy, okay? I'm a car guy. I'm a motorcycle guy. I have been all my life. Well, I always wanted to go to the Indy 500. It was on my bucket list. This happened about 10 years ago. Really, no, this happened before this building. This is way, way back over there in the North Campus, so I guess at least 20 years ago. And a friend of ours, Kim and I, his name is Walt, and he was on the sheriff's department in Indianapolis. And he also was a pastor, but he also was a deputy sheriff. Well, he had heard that was, we'd went and spoke for him, and he asked me, he said, you ever think about going to the Indy 500? I said, is the Pope Catholic? Yeah, favor. And so, long story short, so he said, we're going to make that happen. So not only did he make that happen that next summer on Memorial Weekend, Indy 500, but he had me come over early, had me go to the sheriff's department, had me go to the sheriff's office. They swore me in as a temporary deputy sheriff for that day. They gave me a .357 Magnum with my name on it. They gave me a badge. They took my picture. They put it on a little thing that you open up like Dragnet, you know. And they did all that for me. Favor. I didn't deserve it. I couldn't have ever done it on my own. And so then what happens is, if you've ever been there on that weekend, for miles around the track, there's campers, there's tents, there's tens of hundreds of thousands of people outside the racetrack. And the line, the traffic is miles. Well, here I am with a deputy sheriff, and I'm an honorary deputy sheriff with a 357 with my name imprinted on it, with a badge, with my photo ID, and I'm in a deputy sheriff's car. And here we are passing all the little people. I mean, here we are passing all the precious people that are waiting in line. I could have never done that. That was a desire of my heart. That's the favor of God. So we got to go in front of all the traffic, and we went up to the gate, and Walt said to me, you show him your credentials. And so I go, like that, sir. We went right in. We got to go down where all the cars were, the garage was, where all the drivers, those you car nuts, guys like A.J. Foyt. I got to meet him. I got to meet all these different drivers. Got to be in the car pit. Got to the pit area, the garage area. I could go anywhere I wanted to go in the whole place. And all I had to do was just show my, that is the favor of God. Only the favor of God. And you know what? I have that at home in my office. I have the gun, the display, the badge and everything. And every time I look at that, seriously, if I'm lying in front, I say, thank you, God, favor. Because I could have never done that. I don't have the personality. I don't have the network. I don't have the know-how. I don't have the connections. God, it was only you, the favor of God. How do you get more of God's favor? By recognizing it every day. By recognizing it, you increase it. Y'all ready? For you, Lord, will bless the uncompromisingly righteous, him or her who's upright, right standing with you. As with a shield, you will surround them with goodwill, pleasure, and favor. The previous verse, verse 11, it was my fault, I didn't give it to the guys, talks about a canopy. Here it talks about a shield. So the favor of God that I'm dealing with is how it will protect your family. It'll preserve your family. It will prepare your family for the next coming years. It will position you. It will then promote you and your loved ones. The spirit of favor is upon our family. But I want you to see the word bless, and I want you to see the word favor, okay? The word bless and favor in verse 11 and verse 12 are together. It's like a two-sided coin. You can't get one without the other. But here's how it works. When you have the blessing on your life, it brings the favor of God on your life. And the favor of God opens opportunities and doors and relationships for you. It's through those doors of relationships and timing and positioning and opportunities that then the blessings flow into your life. If you got it, say, I got it. All right, so that's Psalm 5:12, and you might want to write down verse 11, that the same thing. Seven benefits of the favor of God. Now, I'm going to just run through it. I know I'm going quickly, but thank God for smartphones. Just take a snapshot, or you can go back on this service on demand. You and your friends, Watch Party Small Group, can watch it anytime during the week, and you can tell me to shut up and stop. Isn't that cool? By just pushing the button, and you can put me on hold. Seven benefits of the favor of God. Number one, the favor of God produces great victories in the midst of great impossibilities. The favor of God produces great victories in the midst of great impossibilities. Number two, the favor of God produces recognition even when you seem the least likely to receive it. Scripture references for each one. The favor of God produces recognition, even when you seem the least likely to receive it. We're going to need God's favor as we relaunch back into the workplace. We're going to need God's favor as we move forward in the next few years in the aftermath of COVID. We're going to need the favor of God. Number three, favor wins battles which you won't even fight, because God will fight them for you. Isn't that wonderful? Psalm 44, verse 3. Favor wins battles which you won't even have to fight, because God will fight them for you. Number four. Favor produces restoration of everything the enemy has stolen from you during COVID. Favor restores everything the enemy has stolen from you. In fact, you can claim seven times more back, right? You catch the thief, and he has to restore seven times more. Well, he won't want to mess with you anymore, will he? Number five, favor produces preferential treatment. Favor produces an advantage, the dictionary said. Preferential treatment. Esther 2:17. Number six, favor changes policies, rules, regulations, and laws to be reversed to your advantage. Scripture, Esther 8:5. Favor changes policies, rules, regulations, laws, reversed to your advantage. Number seven, favor produces protection and promotion on your family. Favor produces protection and promotion. These are all things we should be claiming on your family. Genesis 39:21. Praise God. All right, we're going to go back now. Now, I want to take you to Genesis. If you have your Bible there, follow along with me. Those of you at home, Watch Party Small Group, or VR campus, or driving campus, online campus, get your Bible, follow along. I want to look at Genesis 12, verse 1, 2, 3, at the blessing of Abraham. And I'm bringing this out because I want you to see this is the blessing that we all talk about. If you're new to all of this, it's the blessing of Abraham. You see, Pastor, he lived 6,000 years ago. Doesn't matter. Through Christ, the blessing of Abraham is appropriated to us, belongs to us. What the blessing did for Abraham, the blessing can do for you. What the blessing did for Abraham, the blessing can do for you. I want you to see the word blessing, favors, and families. all three words in this context: blessing, favor, and families. Now, in Haran, the Lord said to Abram, go for yourself for your own what? Advantage. The favor of God will give you an advantage. Listen very carefully. The Holy Spirit speaking to us. Now, in Haran, the Lord said to Abram, go for yourself for your own advantage away from everything familiar. Things that have been familiar before COVID aren't coming back like they were. You and I are in the most uncertain times of our life. We are moving into greater days of uncertainty. But the good news is that when you have the favor of God on your life, it prepares you for the future. And you don't have to fear uncertainty. You don't have to fear the unknown. You and I cannot move forward without moving forward into the territory of the unknown. You and I cannot go to the next level without moving into the territory of uncertainty. Because it's in the unknown and the uncertainty we have to trust God. In the familiar, we tend to put our trust in things and people and patterns and past. But God is wanting to take you and me and Church on the Rock to a new level of faith. To do that, we have to go into the unknown. We have to go where we've never, is that Star Wars or Star Trek? Where we've never been before. We have to go into a galaxy far, far away. Y'all get the interpretation? Now, in Haran, the Lord said to Abram, go for yourself, for your own advantage. Get away from your country, your relatives, your father's house. Get away from everything that's familiar. I'm going to take you to a land that you've never been, but I'm going to show you. I'm going to give you a vision. I'm going to show you a land that you've never seen before. I'm going to take you where you've never been before. Next verse, guys, help me. Verse 2. So again, everybody say unknown, uncertainty. I will not fear it, be afraid of it, or run from it. For God is with me, and God is for me, in Jesus' name. And I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you. There's the word bless, the blessing of Abraham. Look at this, though. What comes with the blessing? What's it say in the scripture on the board? Abundant increase of favor. Doesn't matter who's in the White House. Doesn't matter if we're in inflation, and they all say that's where we're going. Doesn't matter if we're in inflation, recession. Doesn't matter if we're in famine. Doesn't matter if we're in plenty. Doesn't matter who's in the White House or on Wall Street. God said, if I'm in covenant with him, he will always remember his covenant in whatever season you and I are in. And he said, I will bless you, and with the blessing will come an abundant increase of plural favors. So when you get the blessing, you get the favor of God. And the favor of God creates opportunities. And through the opportunities comes, plural, the blessings. Abundant increase of favor. Everyone say blessing and say favor. Y'all are so good. And make your name famous and distinguished. And you will be. Wow, here's what we all want to be. I want to be that to you every day. I know you want to be that to me and each other in our church and our faith community. A blessing. That's why we want to be blessed, not to be stingy or selfish or self-serving. God is asking you and I right now, think about this now, as we relaunch, recommit, he's asking us to serve like never before. He really is. Find a need and fill it. Find a spot and serve. Make your name famous, distinguished, and you will be a blessing, and you will disperse good to other people. I love it. Verse 3, guys. And I will bless those who bless you and who confer prosperity or happiness upon you. But I'll curse those who curse you and use insolent language towards you. Watch this now. We saw the word blessed, right? We saw the word abundant favor. And now we're going to see the word families. Families. The spirit of favor is on our family. It's biblically, scripturally correct to believe it, confess it, and act towards it in Jesus' name. In you, all the families of the earth, that would be black, white, brown, yellow, rich, poor, smart, educated, non-educated, all the families of the earth will be blessed. And with that blessing comes the favor, and with that favor comes opportunities for you this afternoon. And by you, other families will be blessed themselves. I wanted to lay the groundwork and the foundation. Now, let's go to the blessing quickly. Let's describe the blessing. So the blessing of Abraham was given in Genesis 12. He would have never been blessed. He would have never had an increase of favor if he would not have left the familiar to go to the unfamiliar. If he wouldn't have changed. Steve Jobs said, when you get up in the morning and you look in the mirror and you don't like what you see, change it. That was Steve Jobs' motto, change it. If we don't like our world today, if we don't like what's going on in our family today, you can change it. Because the greater one is on the inside of you. And the blessing of Abraham is ours through Jesus Christ. And so what the blessing did for Abraham, the blessing can do for you. What did it do? Deuteronomy 28, verse 1. If you fully, not partially, not half-heartedly, not one foot in the world, one foot in the church, not being a Sunday Christian, but if you fully obey the Lord your God and carefully keep all of his commandments that I'm giving you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations. Verse 2. You will experience all these blessings. What? Conditional. If you what? Obey the Lord your God. You will experience. As your pastor who loves you, I want you, I pray for you every day that you would experience. Not just hear me talk about it or some other teacher talk about it or read about it. I want you to experience it. I want you to taste and see that the Lord is good. Verse 3, your towns and your fields will be blessed. I want St. Louis blessed. I want your city blessed. I want wherever you are, all over the nation, all over the world, I want it blessed. Your town and your field. Right now, they're telling everybody to move out of the city and get out in the field. Isn't that interesting? They're telling everybody for the future. This is what you say. Who's saying that? Our culture. The people, they're saying, the media, the news, they're saying, get out of the city and get out in the country. And so look at this, whether you're in town or in the country. God said he'll protect you, he'll prepare you, he'll position you for promotion. If I fully, wholeheartedly, totally committed to the Lord, your town and your field will be blessed. Verse 4, guys, verse 4. Your children, oh, we want our families blessed. Your children and your crops, that's your job, your crops. They were agricultural people. That's your job, your career, and your business. Not only your family will have the favor of God, but your job, your career, the transition. Remember I told you at the offering, they're telling us that 1/4 of the workplace is going to change careers in the next 2 years because robots, all of these things, VR, AI, AS, whatever, is going to take a whole lot of jobs. All right? But thank God, God said he would show you the career. He would show you the path. He would show you the startup. He would show you where to transition. Your children and your crops will be blessed. Your offspring of your herds and your flocks, that's their job. They were agriculture. They were farmers, will be blessed. Verse 5. Your fruit basket and your breadboards will be blessed. Verse 6. This is the blessing. Wherever you go, well, this covers everything, right? And whatever you do will be blessed. Wherever you go and whatever you do, you will be blessed. Next verse, verse 7. The Lord will conquer your enemies. Depression, anxiety, worry, fear, uncertainty, insomnia, disease, weakness, arthritis, migraines. The Lord will conquer your enemies when they attack you. They will attack you from one direction, but they'll scatter from you in seven directions. That's the favor of God. Remember, I'm not going from the angle of material things. I'm going from the angle of protecting our family and preparing our family and positioning our family for promotion, to get the gospel out, to build the kingdom. They'll scatter from you seven ways. And here's the one I want to land on, verse 8. The Lord, I think we need to read this on three. One, two, three. Whoa, 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 horsey. Do y'all see what you're reading? This is not a contract of a house or a car or a boat or a tractor. This is not a contract of buying some land. This is not Sears or Roebuck. I don't even know if they're still around or not. This is not, you know, Apple. This is not some contract on the phone. This is God. God said he would give you a guarantee. I've gotten guarantees before, and it really didn't guarantee diddly squat. You know, some of these places you go through, they say, we'll give you some bonus points if you buy here, you know, drive through, and you find out, you know, it's going to take you to your retirement just to get a donut on there. Come on, you know what I'm talking about? The Lord, I love this. This is where I wanted to land. That's why I chose the New Living Translation. The Lord will guarantee. You had God's word on it. The Lord will guarantee a blessing on everything you do. And he will fill your savings account, mutual funds, stocks and bonds, real estate, investment, giving, sowing. He'll fill your storehouse. A storehouse would be reserve. A storehouse would be leftover. A storehouse would be more than enough. The Lord your God will bless you in the land. He said he wanted to give you some land. In the land he is giving you. Can we stop and have a Selah break and give God some praise? Say it with me. The spirit of favor is on my family. Now remember, if you're a note taker, we have to declare it. Am I right? We have to daily declare it. I'm going to move on for sake of time because I promised you the takeaways as the team comes out. We have to daily declare it. That's huge. Then number two, we have to daily recognize it. Just like I told you in my office at home, when I walk by and I see that from 20 years ago, I still am thanking God for it. We have to recognize it. Then number three, don't just run over this because a lot of people know it, but they don't do it. And it's in the consistency it works, not in inconsistency. So I've got to declare it as often as I can every day. And then number two, I got to recognize it. And then number three, I have to personalize it. You have to put your name in there. In our lower level of our house, in our basement, in the family room, years ago, I don't remember even who did it, but they gave us a plaque. I love them for doing it, and I like the plaque. And that big plaque says, in our basement, in our family room, it says, the spirit of favor is on the Blunt family. I love when I walk down there. I love to go down there and see that. And it just reminds me to declare it, to recognize it, and personalize it on the Blunt family. You need to put some stuff up around your house, and you need to personalize the favor of God. And number four, we need to be thankful for it and grateful every day throughout the day. Now, let me give you some takeaways. Here's how we get it to work. Here's how we get it to activate. Number one, the blessing and favor come to those who are doers, not hearers of God's word. The blessing, favor, it's a coin, two sides, comes to those who are doers of God's word, not hearers. I can take notes today, but that's not going to help me unless I act on what I wrote, unless I act on what I hear, unless I start this afternoon. Number two, takeaway, the blessing and favor comes to those who believe that it is God's will for them. The blessing and the favor comes to those who believe that it's God's will for them. Pastor, I've done so many wrong things. How could God favor me? We've all done so many wrong things. We've all failed and fallen short. We all make mistakes. I make mistakes every day. It's God's grace. It's God's love. It's God's kindness. Remember the definition? It's God's benefit. It's God's love. But you have to believe that even when you and I are unlovable, and I am most of the time, He still loves us. We are His beloved. Amen. So you have to believe that it's God's will for you. Number three. We're skipping the verses. I had verses for each one of these, but for time, that's okay, guys. Let's go ahead. You're right. Number three, the blessing and the favor comes to those who build their faith for it. The blessing and favor comes to those who build your faith for it. You've got to build your faith. The days are coming. It's going to get more negative in the world. You're going to have to eliminate a whole lot of voices out there so that you can increase the voice of faith in your life. Number four, the blessing and favor comes to those who expect it. The blessing and favor comes to those who expect it. Faith and expectation go together. If I'm not expecting, I'm not in faith. If I'm not expecting things to change, I'm not in faith. If I'm not expecting the manifestation of the healing of my family or my body or my mind, then I'm not in faith. If I'm in faith, I'm expecting something good is going to happen in my family today. Number five. Do we have a number five? The blessing and the favor comes to those who are thankful and those who recognize it every day. And I know all of us, we are thankful. Aren't we, Church on the Rock community? We are so thankful. If you got something, give the Lord all the praise right now, would you? Out of today. Come on, let's give Him praise.
What is your next step in your faith? Well, here at Church on the Rock, we would love to help you. Maybe it's to learn more about discovering what it means to belong to a church family, being part of a small group, or using your God-given gifts to serve others. Head over to cotr.org/next steps, where you can find out more to all of these. Or if you're part of our online community, visit us at cotr.org/online. Have a great week, and don't forget that God is for you.